Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The restaurant industry has gone through quite a few challenges since the pandemic. Many restaurants did not survive, and many workers in the industry did not return, even to those establishments that made it. Yet some restaurateurs are not only thriving, but expanding. And that's our next guest. Steve Cook is owner of Saluda's Restaurant, Arroyo Tacos and Tequila, and Il Bucato Pizza, all in Columbia, South Carolina, and we have him on the phone. Steve, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike. Glad to be here.
Give us your history and an overview of your business.
I started working at Saluda's when I was in college at University of South Carolina. Found out I wanted to be in the restaurant business, I guess, and ended up buying Saluda's in August 2006 when I was 26 years old. So Saluda's is a fine dining restaurant, actually opened in 1996, so it's one of the longest tenured restaurants in Columbia. Saluda's is kind of a fine dining special occasion restaurant.
So when you were working at Saluda's while you were in college, did you end up pursuing a restaurant management degree?
No, I was a finance and economics major, and I wanted to actually be I used to call it a stockbroker, now financial consultant or whatever. I interned at Merrill Lynch, and I kind of got into that business and realized it wasn't what I really wanted to do, and I really loved working in the restaurants. Mike, I think I always just wanted to hang out and go to nice restaurants and wear nice suits, and I think that I could have done that on Wall Street, but I found a way to do it in Columbia. So everybody always, when I tell them I'm in the restaurant business, they always, almost like they feel sorry for me. I don't find it particularly, different than anybody else's business. I think every business has its challenges, and again, maybe I got into it so young and was a little oblivious to some of the inherent challenges.
So tell us, what is the state of the restaurant industry right now? The pandemic kind of threw it into a lurch, of course, and a lot of workers did not even return. And the labor shortage just across any industry is significant. And so what is the state of your industry right now?
When COVID hit, like a lot of other restaurateurs, I thought, I guess I'll never work again. I guess I'm just going to figure out something else to do. And then you realize things normalized rather quickly, especially in South Carolina. Everything is kind of normalized in the beginning of 2025 by now. Everything's kind of the same, although inflation's pushed costs up across the board, which I think customers have just grown accustomed to dealing with. For my segment, I just feel like fine dining, it's never going away. And, I think that segment of the business is very strong. Lots of competition.
And so how about the worker situation? Is there a shortage where you are? Are you having trouble finding good quality workers? Have the benefits changed for workers as a lot has been talked about since the pandemic?
The general worker force is probably what they said about me 20 years ago, but it just seems to be a little less, I don't want to say motivated, but I think a lot of young people right now don't have an optimistic view of the future. I mean, everybody that worked for me in my kitchens 10 years ago wanted to be a chef, whether it was a dishwasher or a starting prep guy, they all had a dream of being a chef and owning their own restaurant. I don't see a lot of that upward ambition anymore. One of our main goals that we're trying to identify those folks. I mean, there's a big pool of people that want to work out there, and you need to just not identify people who are willing to show up and grab a paycheck. But, I was always told early, you want to hire people who you could see one day taking over the business, no matter what their position was when they started. And wages certainly went up. Now they're flattened again. That's all market driven.
And so how about benefits, sick leave, health care?
Well, that's interesting. We have a variety of different people at the restaurant, anywhere from a hostess that works 2 days a week all the way up to our salary employees who make, six figures up. It's very difficult for a restaurant like mine, a small independent operator, to offer blanket benefits, for example. I remember we offered health insurance a few years ago and covered 75% of the cost, and people would complain about they don't want to pay the 25%. So it's our workforce tends to be primarily young. Folks not super concerned about health insurance, and we've just decided that we're going to give them more money on the bottom line and raise their take-home pay and let them just use it however they want.
And so three restaurants now, and I understand a fourth is underway.
Fourth is getting built. Fifth is in the works. I had a mentor of mine one time tell me that, the experience is like investing in the stock market. You know, you start off and it doesn't seem like it's a lot. And then all of a sudden, 20 years later, you've got all these opportunities and all these things. And so, you know, we're fortunate to have people have great opportunities cross our desk all the time and finally able to capitalize on some of those. So we're opening a steakhouse in Lexington, hopefully in the first quarter of 2025, hopefully by March. That's getting finalized now. And then we've got another one in the pipeline. These things take a long time. And so you kind of have to keep irons in the fire if you want to keep moving, keep growing.
Well, Steve, thank you so much for sharing and spending time with us today.
You got it, Mike. Anytime.
Steve Cook is a restaurateur in Columbia. We will have links to all of his restaurants posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, and you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.